So I'm Achshirin Perik Hey Mishnah Beis. Hashad up nei amayim hanizadin ena mechiyutan. So something swimming in the water that splashes that he didn't do bekavana, that just was splashing as he was swimming, is not mechiyutan. Again, the water on him once he leaves the water, while he's in the water, the water is going to attach to the source, and that's therefore it's not mechiyutan. If he left the water, any water on him, now it's removed from the source, that is going to be mechiyutan and can be actually kabel tuma. If he splashes while he's swimming and that water leaves the pool where he's swimming in, that water is not mechiyutan because it was not considered beratzon. However, mischavein lahazit hatiz al chaver is a bechiyutan. But if he intended to splash his water on his friend, and some of that water left the pool and left the water and touched food, that is considered bechiyutan because you did a bekavana. You were splashing your friend bekavana. Ha'oset sipor mamayim ha'nitazin ves sheba enem bechiyutan. If you were making bubbles in the water, you were blowing bubbles in the water. Both the water that splashed as a result of you making the bubbles, and the bubbles themselves that left the pool and touched water, none of those are considered b'chiyutan, because again, you were just trying to make bubbles, you were not trying to get anything else wet, and therefore it's not considered b'chiyutan. And that concludes Mishnah Beis. Okay, now we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Perus yarad hadelef lesochan ubalolon she'inagvu. So let's say I had produce, and there was a leak that was dripping from a roof, and this water leaked onto my produce. And the way it leaked was the top of the produce, everything on the top of everything on the top of, let's say, this barrel, wherever it leaked into, that was wet, but all the produce on the bottom did not get wet. And so what you did was you mixed it all up. And you did not want this water, you did not want this thing to get wet in the first place. So technically, when it leaked, there was no problem with Priyutan. But now I mixed it up in order that the water evaporate more quickly. If I mix up the water, it's concentrated in more places. It will evaporate quicker. So in that case, Rav Shimon Omer, Bechiyutan. Rav Shimon says that is considered Bechiyutan, because like case that we've seen above, where if you shake a tree to get rid of the water there, we said that's considered Achshav, that's considered you're making the water significant, you're giving it Chashivus, and therefore it'll be considered Bechiyutan, Mehechkel Kabal Tumah. The Chum Zerub is not Bechiyutan. Since you don't really want the water, the whole reason you're mixing the water in the first place is because you're trying to make it evaporate quicker. That's not considered giving significance to it, that's not being machshavit, and therefore it is not considered b'chiyutan, and therefore cannot be hechshir l'kabel tumah. That concludes Mishnah Gimel.